The Emotionally Uncomfortable podcast is going live. Yes, you heard that correct. You can come ask your questions and get free live coaching. I'm going to be talking about all things attracting profit and parenting, which if you've been around for a while, profit equals time flexibility, emotional freedom, and all things money and wealth building. And of course, parenting. Come ask about why your kids do what they do, how to motivate your teens, and how you can become the adults they need. And the cool side effect is you can apply these principles to other relationships in your life, like your marriage, team building, and even your own parents. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live to check out the next live podcast recording dates and topics. That's Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, LIVE. See you there. All right, mamas, we are back. Welcome to episode 171. It's Mother's Day just around the corner, and I actually debated about talking about Mother's Day because I'm kind of against the Hallmark brand of it all of like Mother's Day, ooh, right? I think every day should be Mother's Day. I think every day should be Father's Day, and I think every day should be our birthday. It's a reminder to be extra nice and kind to our mothers, but also to ourselves. And I think we're forgetting a big piece here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mother's Day is about us taking care of us. It's not about our children doing jack shit for us. We need to stop, reassess our expectations of these human beings that we brought into the world or that we are caring for. Seriously, this is robbing your happiness. It is sucking the joy out of you. It is putting way, way, way too much pressure on yourself for this perfection-y illusion of what your life should be like and who your children should be. I'm going to tell you a story. This past week, we had the Mindset Retreat. It's a retreat that I host for women in my inner circle. So this could be clients or people who have attended my events and who are a right fit and ready to take the next step in their life. I also have one on the 26th. There's like two spots left. So if you're interested, send me an email at heather@heatherchauvin.com. Something magic happens when these women are ready to show up in their lives. I can tell I've shifted emotionally in the sense of what I expect from myself, what I expect from other people, and what I expect from my children and kind of the world, where I am 110% responsible for what happens to me in my life. And what I mean by that, it's not that, you know, something uncontrollable, oh, that happened to me and I could have controlled it somehow. What I mean is how I react and how I emotionally respond. And I found this quote from Byron Katie, and it says, "If your happiness depends on your children being happy, that makes them your hostages." And I will repeat that again after, but I want you to just sit with that. If your happiness depends on your children being happy, that makes them your hostages. It's totally true. So going back to the retreat, it was magical. And these women went through huge emotional transformations. I mean, when you have something stuck in your body, like an emotion or a belief, and you sit with it and it gets so uncomfortable and it processes through your body, whether you're getting a headache or back pain or something, and then hours later it's gone and you're like, something has shifted. This is what's happened to the women this past weekend, and it was magic. It was so cool watching it transform. watching these women come in not knowing what to expect or kind of knowing what to expect and showing up with an agenda, with an expectation of this needs to happen. I'm gonna come out with this, and then realizing that they needed to heal something before they get there. One thing that I noticed as the facilitator, I felt like a teacher, right? I felt like a mother. And this was a very good observation that I want you to pay attention to. So we had boundaries, right? No cell phones. And I didn't take their cell phones. And what I noticed was that they were starting to sneak in their cell phones, right? Like, oh, I'm just looking at the time. Oh, I just, you know, want to check and see if anyone texted me. And also observing how these people, how these women think, right? We have the logical thinkers, left brain, and then we have the right brain thinkers, the more creative folk. And so depending on the activity that we were doing, you would have the logical brain people that would lose their shit when we would be like coloring or something like that, or meditating. And then you would have the right brain people that when we were coloring, they're like, oh yes, I love this. This feels so good, right? But then when we had to write things down and we had to think and we had to like organize, they wanted to run and hide, and it was painful for them, right? And I'm observing this, and I can see this in these people. And I, you know, and I had this aha moment of, who are we trying to force our children to become? Who are we trying to force our children to become? And this brings me back to, you know, when homework time, right? Math. I can have one kid that loves math and he's like, woohoo, I could do this all night. And then the other kid that's like, I can't do this, I hate this, and it's a 3-hour argument, right? That is not in alignment how I want to feel as a mother. That is not in alignment how my kid wants to feel. That puts more cortisone into his body and it stresses him out. And then we argue and then shit hits the fan. And all I want him to do is get good grades. But why do I want him to get good grades? Because it's a reflection of me. Because I'm afraid that if he doesn't get good grades, he's not going to get a good career. And if he doesn't get a good career, then he's not going to make money. And then if he doesn't make money, he's going to live in my basement forever. And he's going to be depressed and blah, blah, blah. These are the stories that play in our head day in and day out. But guys, realize that we are a reflection of our children. We are not our children. And their behavior is not a reflection of us. But what I mean is, what we see in them that drives us crazy is a reflection of something in ourselves that we dislike. So as a group facilitator, as a coach, as a mentor and a guide, I'm sitting there with these adult women and I'm watching them bicker and be painful in their own skin because they have to sit down and do something they don't want to do. Right? Well, I should be able to do this. You should be, but right now this is what we're doing. So my point is this. I could see these little girls sitting in a classroom and half of them are loving it because I'm lighting up the part of the brain that's, you know, their strength. And then the other half are cringing because I'm asking them to do a task that doesn't feel good to them. And then when the tasks flop, it's the opposite people who are struggling. We are supposed to have strengths. We are supposed to have weaknesses. That is what makes us unique. Our children are supposed to have strengths and supposed to have weaknesses. That is what makes them unique. So the core foundation here, the core component is we need to get clear on the problem. Is the problem our children, or is the problem the structure, the foundation that the children are being raised in? It might be our home, it might be the educational system, it might be something else. So when we're trying to put a human being in a situation that isn't in alignment with them, we have to step back and reassess. So think about yourself. think about yourself and alignment. I talk a lot about, are you living in alignment with how you want to feel? And some people say, what the fuck does that mean, Heather? I need to do the laundry, to feed the dogs, to go to work, cook, clean. I need to do all of these things. No, they're not in alignment with what I want, but I need to get it done. I can't just lollygag, meditate, and journal all day and go to yoga. I can't do that. And my response is, you are 100% right. But are you doing those things in alignment with how you want to feel? Are you working in alignment with how you want to feel? Are you dressing in alignment with how you want to feel? Are you cooking in alignment with how you want to feel? Are you folding your fucking underwear and socks in alignment with how you want to feel? Or are you just sitting there playing the victim card of poor me, my life sucks. I guess I'm a mother now, so I can't complain. If your happiness depends on your children being happy, that makes them your hostages. What this means to me is when I am hustling, working my booty off to make sure that my kids are quote unquote happy, which is a slippery slope because we can't even really define happiness, let alone you can't define your child's happiness. If I sacrifice every part of my being to make that child happy, one, they're codependent on me to be happy. And two, then I'm secretly, I have the secret agenda of expectations. You owe me. You owe me because I've sacrificed all of this shit for you and your happiness. Do you know what I've done for you? Do you know what I do every day? I play this game, guys. I catch myself and then I go, oh my gosh, I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. Be yourself. Find your own emotional freedom. Find what lights you up. Stop fucking depending on everybody else to fill your bucket. And guys, those things that drive you crazy about your children, they're just triggering the inner child within you that's being triggered. So that little girl who doesn't like to paint, don't make her paint. Or make her paint. Maybe she needs it. What we resist will persist and grow bigger. And what we resist is exactly where we need to go. So when there's something that you're resisting, oftentimes it's a key to magic. But watch what you're resisting, because what you're resisting is often exactly what you need. And watch what your children resist, and watch how you resist things, and watch how they resist things. Because you might have the consciousness to know, I'm resisting this, so I'm going to run towards it. But your children won't. And that's okay, because this is their spiritual path. So half the time the shit comes out of my mouth and I don't even know what I'm saying. So bear with me. Hopefully it makes sense. This whole podcast is supposed to be about Mother's Day. My point is, I actually don't see Mother's Day having anything to do with parenting at all. Mother's Day is like mothering, being a mother is a role that I chose. It wasn't something that if we get a little woo-woo, I guess my children kind of chose me, and I believe that too. But I chose to be a mother. I was the conscious human being that chose to be a mother. They don't owe me anything. They came through me. I just want them to be happy. I want them to be loved. I want them to love themselves and to love others and to be good human beings. I want them to be self-sufficient and inspired. But putting the pressure on them to become those people isn't going to make it happen. So my feeling, my role, my expectation for Mother's Day is to just be. It is what it is. It is what it is. I can celebrate myself. I can celebrate the other women. But there doesn't have to be this expectation of, I need these gifts. And I need my children to spend this time with me. And I need and I need and I need and I want and I want and I want. Give back to yourself. Give more to yourself. become the person that you want people to be for you. We need to stop projecting outwardly and look inwardly and say, okay, I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I feel gross in my clothes, and I really just want a hug right now, and I want somebody to come over and hang out with me. Be that person for somebody else. Call up a friend, go for a coffee date, take a shower, put your favorite outfit on, or go buy your favorite outfit if you don't have one. Become that person. Nobody is going to save you. So Mother's Day, to me, is not about an outward projection. It's about giving myself permission to celebrate everything that I've accomplished and to give other women permission to do the same. Because if we stop outwardly projecting that we need something from one another and we just look inward and give it to ourselves, when those gifts do come our way, it's not expected and we're so much more grateful for them. So that's my rant. I hope it made sense. Mother's Day. Celebrate yourself. Thanks, guys. Oh, and what do we have coming up? Oh, by the way, the Mom is in Control Mastermind is having a makeover, and I'm going to reveal the big announcements shortly. This is going to give you 10 times as much access to me. You're going to get shit tons done in the program and in your life, and you're going to have more time with me. So I'm going to let you know that's going to be launching very soon. Other than that, yeah, head on over to the Mom is in Control Village, the private Facebook group, share this podcast with someone else, and keep being your kick-ass self. Take care.
Of 86, that was trying to hide. We held our breath to see our names written on the record of 86. That was the year I knew the panic was over. Yeah, since we found out, since we found out that anything could happen.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.